For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I've been thinking a lot lately about the wisdom I've gathered over the years spent in the wild. I'll tell you about some of the lessons I've learned after this break. While thinking about some of the wisdom I've gained from experiences in the outdoors, I thought of the most obvious piece of wisdom first. Don't eat yellow snow. But some of my wisdom has been even harder earned. I've learned to never go into the field without a spare compass. After sitting on the only compass I had with me on a trip into territory new to me, this piece of wisdom is bought and paid for with sweat and a pair of hiking boots. Speaking of boots, it's wise to break in new boots and clip your toenails before hiking 30 miles in those boots. To neglect either is to doom your new boots and socks, as well as your toes, to the scrap heap. Some lessons I learned for the most part at someone else's expense. For instance, I learned from John Whip that down sleeping bags with nylon shells and tent stoves don't make good bedfellows. My dad's collapsible wood-burning tent stove consists of a firebox, an oven, and a metal shelf. Though the shelf stays much cooler than the other parts of the stove, it still gets pretty hot. There are two legs coming off the side of the shelf farthest from the stove, and they warm up too. It was these legs that did in Whip's bag. I happened to be awake, reading by the light of my mini mag light, when Whip rolled over in his sleeping bag. I glanced up when I saw movement, and the next thing I knew, there was a loud, booming whoomp, and the entire inside of the tent was filled with tiny white feathers. When Whip rolled over, his bag touched the shelf's support leg. When that nylon hit the hot metal, it contracted and disintegrated almost instantly and sent the feathers flying. Whip spent most of the rest of the night chasing feathers around the tent and stuffing them back into his bag, which he repaired with duct tape. The price I paid for this bit of wisdom was enduring the smell of burnt feathers for the rest of the trip. Get out and learn some lessons of your own. This has been The Great Outdoors. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.